Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Sports Quadcast. I'm your host, OG Swan, joined by Mr. Peters.
Hey, yo.
Well, let's get into this Thursday matchup. But first, you know how we got to do. We got to pay them bills. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Let's hop into this matchup. Miami at Cincinnati. I'm just not sure how to feel about this with Tua banged up. I don't know if I have faith in the Dolphins if Tua can't go.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. If Tua can go and he looks healthy, I think Miami's got a good shot at this one. But if Tua's hurt whatsoever, if he's not 100%, it's going to be very hard for Miami to pull this off.
Bengals looked better against the Jets last week, but still have really yet to impress me. The running game was obviously down, but the Jets' defense is pretty stout. I'll give it to them. Sauce Gardner, they got some decent linebackers and linemen. Obviously, Tua's having a great year. We'll see if this back injury messes it up. With Bridgewater in there, I just do not have faith in that team. Joe Mixon's got 163 yards on the year. Leading rusher for Miami is Chase Edmonds, only 79 yards, but he's found the end zone twice. Waddle and Chase, you know what you're getting out of them. Still got the cheetah over there. I got the Bengals, I think, easy in this one. Even if Tua plays, I think Cincinnati rallies. That short week, Miami played that exhausting game against Buffalo. We saw the cramping on the field. I just don't think Miami's had enough time to recover for this one.
Like you said, it's been tough for, you know, Miami last week. They had a hard-fought victory. If Tua can play, if he can be 100%, I think Miami can pull it off. But if he's not 100%, I think the Bengals can pull it off at home. It seemed like they had a get-right game last week against the Jets, which, let's be honest, most teams do.
The chef's not here to defend himself, but no. He is also going to take them Bengals, who day, out of the Cincinnati. Let's see here. Let's go to DraftKings. We did a captain's lineup again this week. Peters, we'll save our captains for last, but let's run through some picks here. Tell me who you have, and I'll let you know if Chef and I have them as well.
All right. Well, a little wild card here. I took both kickers in this one.
Took both kickers.
I think there's going to be a lot of points.
Chef didn't take any. I don't have any either.
Yep. So those guys are pretty cheap. So that means I got a lot of money for the rest of my lineup.
How much
here
did you spend on them?
My kickers, $3,600 for Evan McPherson.
Okay.
And $3,800 for Jason Sanders.
Hey, you know what? These teams banged up. It could be a game of the field goals. So we just never know.
Or, like we said, if there's a lot of points, there's going to be a lot of kicking too. So.
Did you take Jamar Chase? Because Chef and I both took Jamar Chase for $11,000.
I did not. I left him out of this lineup.
All right, so Chef and I have Jamar Chase. I took the Cheetah. Did you take the Cheetah?
I did take the Cheetah.
$10,800. We got the Cheetah on the field for Mr. Peters and I. The Chef took Jalen Waddle at $10,200. You got Waddle?
I do not.
No Waddle. So Chef's got Waddle. Do you have Joey B? Because I'm starting Joey B.
Yep, I got Joey B.
Joey B was 9,600, and Miami is the worst-ranked defense because of all the points they've given up. Let's see here. Chef has Chase Edmonds at 6,200. I also have Chase Edmonds at 6,200.
I do not. I left him off. I have T. Higgins at 8,200.
I went a different route. I took Tyler Boyd for 7,000.
All solid options there.
Chef has Hayden Hurst at 5,400 to round out his flexes.
Oof. I have my captain, Joe Mixon, at 13,500.
The Chef took Mike Gesicki at 7,500. And I might have lied about the kicker. I have my captain is Mr. Evan McPherson.
Ah, there we go.
There it is. I figured why not. He's like the number two kicker on DraftKings. Figured why not throw him in there? That way I could stack the lineup with a bunch of other solid options. And I'm not digging for Hayden Hurst over here like the Chef. Well, like we said, we think Houday, the Bengals, are going to take care of Miami on Thursday night. We obviously had an abysmal week last week, so we're probably wrong. So bet against us. Other than that, you got anything to add, Mr. Peters?
Jets still suck.
And there it is. Thanks for joining another episode of Fantasy Sports Quadcast, and we will catch you guys next time.